Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun and sometimes not so fun. I'm Lewis, and I'm a runner.
I'm Mitch, and I'm accused of being cranky.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Who did that?
I'm really more interested in where we're going to dinner, to be honest.
I think we've landed the location.
Okay. All right. Then we can get into that. Well, anyway.
Chris
George, he's hilarious. He says he's been binging on the podcast, and it's really good. Well, aside from Mitch's portions, he seems to be cranky all the time. You're doing great, Lewis. Seriously, I'm really enjoying it. And I said, Lewis is the cranky one.
That's got to be one of my favorite comments yet. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. We need to... We'll be talking.
I had to agree with him. I don't know. I thought that was...
Well, it makes you feel good if you're not the cranky one, right?
Yeah. No, it's been cool. We have been receiving some comments. Thanks, Chris, for that. Jim, Laura, another Chris, Carrie, reached out. And there's been a couple others, but yeah, really appreciate the comments, whether they're on Facebook, through email, whatever, getting some Patreon support, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome as well. Really appreciative there. We've got some things we'll be changing a little bit on maybe on the front end or in the video or something like that, where we're just recognizing Patreon supporters and just showing our appreciation for that, because that truly does help to advance, not just support, but truly advance the podcast.
It is an odd time of year too, because we're right in the middle of the holidays, so it's just so hard to get to stuff. I'm super excited that we're back and that we're getting good feedback too, though, even if I'm cranky.
Even if you're cranky. Hey, we all have to play our role, right?
But I am, you know, I think I do have the winter blues. I think I get that. The holidays don't help, and I'm injured. So I'm just, maybe I am cranky. So injury I mean, is not fun.
It could come with age, right? Like grumpy old man.
True. He knows all about injury, though. He's got to be cranky, too.
Unfortunately, he does. He has seen his fair share, probably more than his fair share. But on a good note, we did land our choice of dinner tonight. We're going to hit Streets Taco.
Yeah.
Streets Tacos in Zeeland. If you guys haven't been there, they have, number one, it's just really good tacos, but it's not just like a normal taco. They have all different kinds of tacos. I love their cheeseburger taco. It's amazing.
It's like dessert.
It really is. It really is. Every time you can get like a special, it's three tacos and a drink or something like that. And I'd get one cheeseburger and then I'd pick two like different ones to try. And every time I eat the cheeseburger one, I go, I just need three cheeseburger ones. That's
so now
it.
That's what you get?
Tonight I am going three cheeseburgers. That's
really?
It. Yeah. So, right. So that's exciting. We've landed that, but that is not the topic of today's podcast.
I just want to make a deal. Maybe we get three cheeseburger ones and then get another one to split. We're just going to just gorge.
Another one where we pick different ones. Okay. Three cheeseburger ones would be good. I don't know about, four and a half or whatever, but yeah.
Maybe it'd help if I was running more that I could.
It would help me if I was running more. That's for sure. Nobody's heard that before.
Right.
Well, hey, I have been, again, excuses. I know these are excuses. And part of today's topic will actually touch on this a little bit, but I am through my busy quote-unquote season that's like extracurricular between shed building and Hark Up, which is Christmas.
Done.
No, the shed's done. Well,
you need the trim.
No, hang on. No, the only reason it's not done is not my fault. Menards. Should I say that?
The store.
The store. Well, actually, it's not even Menards' fault. It's one of their vendors said they sent the J Channel, which would finish off my door, and I show up to pick it up, and it's not there.
But
so,
at least you got stuff in there, like you're parking in the garage.
Oh, yeah. It's 99% done.
So you're parking in the garage. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I'm parking back in the garage. Now there's not a pile of wood there. So anyway, all that said, I'm through the busy season. Hark Up is another one, which is a busy season. It's a Christmas show in the area that I help out with. So that is done. I can officially begin my training. For something. I don't know, for pacing at Western States.
Yeah. Well, congrats. That's the other thing that came out is Brian got into Western State.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm so happy he got in. Selfishly, I think, but no, I'm excited for him too.
I want to go, but I'm looking at an Alaska race at the same time. So I'm
I mean, you got married at the wrong time of year. Why would you get married on Western States?
Well, I got married 30 years ago.
And well, the race started in 74.
And I didn't run then. I had no idea what that was.
You should have known.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never do that again.
No? Not now? Yeah, you have the anniversary thing that you're looking at in Alaska, so totally understand that. But I am geeked. I am excited to go back, support crew, Brian, for that. And who knows, maybe next year I'll get 100 in and start putting my tickets in again. I got in the year after he did, so I should do one next year. No, 2 years.
It was a couple years after. Yeah,
so that'll be perfect
because that's how we spent our anniversary.
That's right,
crewing you. That was great.
Do it again.
Yeah,
sure. Tammy won't mind. No, why are you so quiet?
No, she probably would be fine with it.
Yeah,
California is beautiful that time of year.
It is. It is. I would like to go and do the Memorial Day,
you know,
training runs, though.
That cuts into Bayshore.
It does, but I would definitely give up Bayshore to go do that. If Brian says, hey, let's go do the training runs, you know, I would be there in a heartbeat.
That's where I'm torn, though, is because...
Well, for you, Bayshore is
no, I mean, more not, significant. Not about that, though, but just about going and crewing, because I love that race. It is so beautiful out there.
Yeah.
You have one day where you're up for basically, you know, 30 hours or longer chasing somebody, you know, through the woods, but that's one day. And then we usually spend a little bit more time there. So I don't know that since he's been there before, if they plan on staying longer or not, but
yeah, I wonder, or different, maybe. I know he talked last time. I think he said
staying closer to Auburn, maybe.
I don't know. But either way, I'm excited to go, and congrats to Brian. Excited for him and just going back out there. It'll be a blast. But today's topic that we want to talk about because of the season we're running into is winter. Mm-hmm. And winter running, cold weather running, different, all the different variables that go into that. Number one, the what I brought up, and this is one of the topics we just want to talk about is, I guess this would lead into a couple of those things, but the time of day that you run, one of the things you have to account for is, well, especially here in Michigan, well, in the northern.
Well, there's a few different things when you talk about that, though. It gets dark.
It gets dark.
You have very little daylight.
Yeah.
So the day is shorter.
And if you work, which most people do.
Right. So are you a morning runner or a night runner? You know, and I am a morning runner, but I think that there's advantages of that besides just getting it done before you go to work, but less traffic. So especially when you're talking about running in the snow and then you got no place to run, you're dealing with the snow, for us anyway, and cars.
Yeah.
In the morning, we do not deal with that as much. So you can kind of pick your route. We kind of run into town then, and we're a little bit more selective on a route. But
you have to plan accordingly. You have to plan differently.
Right. Definitely, and then you need to be lit up. You need to have, if you don't have bright clothes, you need to have a vest or something that lights you up.
Yeah. Planning and something to consider if you're a new runner and this is your first winter, the reason we bring up the time of day and the planning differently is because you literally have, number one, in the evening, while your time doesn't necessarily change, the way that you go out and run does, and that's you're going to have a headlamp, things like that. And like Mitch said, is reflective gear. I know it's incredibly concerning. I'll say it's concerning. And my heart usually just skips a beat or drops you when I see people out there that do not have reflective gear on.
You need to be seen.
Yeah.
We lost a friend who got hit by a car running at night. I don't think he had a light.
Yeah, I don't know. And obviously that dynamic is a little different because I don't know that it would have made a difference in that scenario because of that intersection. It's a
busy.
And it's just a really weird intersection. But at any rate, being seen, being lit up, people's headlights, you can say, well, they got their headlights on. That doesn't work. Yeah. You have to have reflective gear.
And then choosing your route wisely too.
Yeah,
just because you have because you have the right to be out there doesn't mean that people think that you do. Right?
No, yeah. And I mean, you think about it. Just because for whatever reason, we want to share and all of that. During the winter, when it's literally, snow is down and they've plowed the roads, they don't have anywhere to go. Like if you're running on the side of the road, they can't just easily move over, like half a lane because it could be snow. And then you're putting them in danger of going off the road, literally. So being cognizant of that and recognizing that, hey, this may be a time where you do have to change, go to the treadmill or choose a different route. Like, maybe you can't run that road that day.
I keep saying I'm going to get a treadmill that actually works one of these days. I hate the dumb thing, but I'm telling you, the last couple of winters, my appetite for running in the snow is not the same as what it was at one time.
Yeah, and you don't have to run in the snow. There are options.
Mm-hmm. Allen Snowmelt. They're adding on to that.
Yeah, continuously.
But no, now, like,
they got a big chunk again?
A huge chunk that's all tore up on 6th Street. So I was just there Tuesday
6th. Night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's over. Like, it's over further.
Because it's already on 8th.
8th and 9th.
9th.
But it's jumping over, and there's a short little section on 7th. Mm-hmm.
So they're going over 2.
Mm-hmm. They redid that whole road.
Oh, I know where I know where you're talking. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of.
So you'll still have to do some like.
Out and backs, maybe.
Down and back, down and back, down and back. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice if they would have done another. What would it be?
I think it's just because the opportunity. They're tearing up that road and redoing it over there. So they're just putting in the snow.
True. Mark. Yeah. That makes sense. But anyway, but just recognizing, You have to plan differently for winter running. I'm going to pull up some other notes here that we made. Some of the things that you have to plan differently is starting slower than you may in the summer. Muscles aren't warmed up. It takes you a little bit more to get that.
I'm telling you, like it's like running, like starting out again every winter. Like you're sore in places that you didn't think that you would be sore.
That's true. I hadn't even
sliding around, and
you're
it's
using
like,
muscles that you wouldn't normally use,
right? Because you step different too. So you just notice like you're more on top of your feet. Like when you run, you try not to slide, and you're trying not to stretch out.
Yeah, it's
and it can be painful.
And so you have to think about that as you're starting. You're tense, and while. Your number one, and if you're not stretched, which runners typically don't.
Who does that?
You should, but.
Do you?
No, okay. You should, but your muscles are going to be more prone to, you could more easily injure something. Mm-hmm. You're running tense, you're running uptight, and trying to slip, and then when you do, your muscles potentially could have more of
When you fall, that hurts a lot.
Yeah. Possibility of being hurt. So,
I think it hurts more when you almost fall than when you actually fall.
Can, yeah. You can get injuries that way, I think, more easily.
Dumb.
Or I guess just as easily. But, yeah, start slowly, and then as you get warmed up and you get your footing and all of that. And this could be from the sense of starting slow for the season of winter, but also the particular run that day. Use the first 5 minutes to get your legs, sea legs, so to speak. One of the things they say is also give yourself an attainable goal. Modify your goals. I mean, again, and this could be for the seasoned runner or the beginning runner. If it's your first time, you're going to have to get used to it. It's different from some people complain about their lungs, you know, burning differently. And some people don't have that problem. I'm one of those. I've never had that issue when I go out.
I've run in like negative temperatures. Like it's definitely harder, but it's not like I don't feel like my lungs are freezing. Like people will say stuff like that. And it's like I've never had that.
I think it's got to get pretty cold for that. However, some people are more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
It definitely can happen. Another thing is check the weather before you go. And this, you might see that and what are you talking about if I go out my door? But this is more for the, hey, we're going to meet tonight.
I want to call out my running group on that every time. Dan, I think it was a couple weeks ago he shows up and it's like, it was colder than he expected. And then somebody gave him a hard time, like, did you check the weather before you showed up?
Well, it's really difficult to like phone in and find the weather these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. Rob notoriously overdresses. He comes out and I'm like, what do you dress for? Shut up. And I was like, well, a mile down here, you're going to be complaining and taking clothes off. And he's like, it's my right.
Yeah.
And then there he is, like trying to strip down.
So. I'm with Rob, though. I will overdress.
Oh.
Not intentionally. It inevitably is unintentional, but I hate being cold.
Oh, I don't like to either, but it's always funny. Like when the year starts out, like it drops 10 degrees and we dress like we did at the end of the winter.
Yeah.
It's like when it's negative temperature. So it's like it only dropped 10 degrees. It's not that cold. Well, I feel cold.
Yeah. So I'm with Rob. I'll overdress. And I get it. I've already done it. I've already done it this year.
Yeah.
I got down to 50.
Well, there was a couple of days. It was in, well, I think we hit the team.
It was, yeah. Pretty close. I haven't ran on those days. Psh, kidding me. No, but you do want to check the weather. And this is, again, more from a, just because it's, and I guess this, you think this is common sense, but yeah, to Mitch's point, check the weather. I mean, we all have weather apps. Check the weather. And the reason being is you don't want to show up to the run and realize, oh, I should have brought whatever for this run tonight. It's going to be raining. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, just because it's cold, we're into cold and rain.
Cold rain sucks.
Yeah.
So it sucks taking off. Like, I don't mind if it starts raining after you've been running and you're warmed up. That's not horrible.
But if you had to get out of your car in it.
Oh, it's awful.
It's the worst. Another thing is make a plan. And this is more from a, if you're new to running, you're not running with a group, make sure, you know, just some common sense, right? Like, make a plan, let somebody know. Again, where we live here, it's not as big of a deal, but it still can be. Like, I mean, you look at like where we used to run on Wednesdays down Indian Mounds, there's not a lot of people going down that road.
Yeah.
So if you don't let somebody know where you were running, and especially with today's apps, this is where
use Beacon.
Use Beacon. Use Garmin's safety feature. Yeah. Like, it is worth every bit.
Yeah.
Even just from your loved ones having a sense of a peace of mind.
Well, I tell Tammy that's where she can find my body.
At least that. Yeah. You'll be
able to say, if you see it stop,
there will be no question.
if I stop for a long time, that's where you go to find me. Hopefully.
Yeah. Some other things, choose a time of day wisely. We kind of hit on that. You may need to adjust your schedule. And this one's a big one. I'm speaking this to myself, and that's hold yourself accountable.
Like actually go?
Yeah, it's easy to say, boy, that I was prepared for 35, but it's 28. Dip into those 20s and hold yourself accountable. Get out the door. And this is where running in a group, running with people, running with friends helps that.
You know, I I'll usually, like, especially in the winter, I don't want to wake anybody up, but I will lay out my clothes the night before, but I will lay out a couple different options based on looking at the weather up in the morning. And then I will, like, jacket is usually less than 30 degrees, heavy shirt, like long, I get like a heavier shirt that's above 30 degrees. So I kind of play that game.
Yeah. Laying out clothes is huge.
And then gloves, I can usually, like, my hands get cold. So it seems like when you're in that below 50 range, I got to put gloves and a hat on. But I can always peel it up and I can expose my ears and take the gloves off if I need to. But my hands get frozen.
Yeah. Laying out clothes helps to keep yourself accountable.
I just throw them on the floor and...
Yeah. But yeah, holding your, the big thing is just try to keep yourself accountable. Do the things, do the necessary whatever routine of this, laying out your clothes, getting everything ready so that the next morning you don't have those excuses.
So do you notice though, like your top, like I have to have a good jacket on, but like it doesn't matter. Like shorts, I can wear shorts a long time, but in the winter, I got to have long pants on of some sort.
Yeah, with clothing, with regards to clothing.
I usually, like, even down to, like, in the teens, I'm good with a pair of tights.
Yeah, I'm good with tights no matter what.
Maybe thicker ones if it gets colder, but that's about it. But it's funny, it's my upper body that gets cold.
Yeah, my legs, I want tights on. Like, I'm not one that can get away with shorts. I could probably get away with them a lot longer than I do just because I don't care. Like, I'll throw tights on. It's not a big deal to me.
Right, right.
But I can wear tights down to, it's got to get pretty cold to have to add
that guy
more.
That wears shorts when it's like 10 degrees out.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Good for you. Good for that person.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and again, it's the same as everything, or it's the same as many things is, some people are fine with that, and that's cool. Go ahead.
So that's the question that I wanted to get to, too, is tights or long pants? What's your preference?
I prefer tights.
Because I think tighter to your skin is warmer.
Yeah.
I feel the same way because I always wear a compression shirt, too. I think that keeps me warmer, and then something loose on top is insulation.
Yeah, I don't – I guess the tights versus pants thing is more about – comfort. Well, yeah, it's just more about like loose clothing on my legs just doesn't feel good when I'm running.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like grabbing and like as you start to sweat, now it's grabbing your legs and I don't know. I just tights are great for the winter.
So then the other question is shorts over your tights then?
I guess it's however humble you want to be. I mean, it's...
nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares, but it is, I don't know, if trying to be as sensitive to the topic as I can.
You being nice.
Yeah,
I mean... can't wear shorts over your... That's, like, wrong.
You can. If I would not want to...
Get two sets of clothes dirty?
No, I just... I think there's a certain amount of... I don't know, just trying to be appropriate. I mean, if you can't wear tights and be appropriate, then I think you should wear shorts.
I don't get where are you going with that?
I'm just saying, you don't need them. A lot of times you don't need them, but sometimes, hey, you do. And just trying to be, I don't know. For me, yeah, if you need to wear them, wear them. And here's, I guess, to that extent, even to take that a little bit further, if not wearing them makes you uncomfortable, put them on.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not a big deal.
I just know what's funny is there is millions. There's just so many people out there. Nobody cares. I've gotten done running. Yeah. I've gotten done running wearing tights and walking to the grocery store. And I'm thinking, who cares?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Most do not care. So you can definitely rest assured that those that you're running with don't typically care. Don't care. And yeah, I've gotten out of the and like walked into a gas station and I'm sure people are like,
what the heck
is he wearing? But I don't care. Especially when I'm wearing my capri tights. That's even better. What is that guy wearing? Yeah. But I don't care. It's more about comfort and just to me, I definitely prefer tights.
Yeah.
Over pants.
But I'm that way with a shirt too. Because yeah, I think that
totally.
Makes especially totally. In the winter. Because I feel like that layer tight against my body and then I can put insulation over top. So yeah, I'll do a tight shirt, and then it might even be a short sleeve shirt, depending on how warm it is. Because sometimes you're like, "Oh, I wore way too much."
Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of the cooling, or actually, what keeps you warm aspect of removing moisture instead of wearing a wet shirt. So what cools you in the What helps to cool you in the summer can also help to keep you warm in the winter.
Right. And even arm warmers are great, too, when you know it. Like, again,
looking at
that little weather app that everybody has on their phone.
I wish only some way you could instantly find out what the weather's supposed to be.
Yeah. It's crazy. But when you watch it, it warms up quickly during the day. That's when I'll put a pair of arm warmers on instead. Yeah. And then I'll just tear them things down and store them.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as the clothing goes, that is like I've been asked that too, and this takes a lot of just personal experience. Each individual, because what might be good for me might be way too warm for Mitch.
True.
And vice versa.
Well, I'm always interested too. I see a lot of people that will run with cotton sweatshirts and stuff too. I sweat way too much. I would be so cold running in that because I would get it all wet and then I'd be freezing.
Yeah. And I guess part of that can be if I'm going out and I've done this before, let's say I'm in shape, going back to being in shape. And I am comfortable running a 7-minute mile, and I go and run with people that are running 9-minute miles, I'm going to need to wear more.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe then you do throw on a heavy, like a sweatshirt, whatever.
That's a good point. If you're running with a group and you're doing a slow run, you probably want to dress warmer than what you would
100%.
On a hard run.
100%. If you're not working the heart as much and you're not pumping the blood as much, you're going to need to dress warmer. So make sure you're trying out different things. You cannot do a one size fits all for what works. Tell me what to wear for 20 degrees. Tell me what to wear for 30 degrees. Tell me what to wear for 40 degrees. That's just
it. I've got so much money invested in running clothes. It's crazy. I probably got 10 jackets. I wear two,
I almost never wear a jacket.
Even in the winter.
Almost never.
Because I wear those heavy long sleeve shirts. I've gotten a few races.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to say that they're not good because I have found when I do, they're nice. They are nice. Yeah, I know. I probably should because there is a lot of credibility to wearing a jacket there probably is a lot of perk and benefit to wearing a jacket because it's easy to cool down. Mm-hmm. You just unzip it. Mm-hmm. So... I just have never been, I don't know, I've just never done it, but I probably should. It probably would be
that helpful. One I got from Pacing at Class City, I use that one all the time.
Yeah.
That one's nice.
It is.
Especially
for
rains.
Those that got one.
Yeah. Sorry. If it's raining a little bit, because it will deal with a little bit of rain.
Yeah, true.
Like if it's pouring, you're going to get wet no matter what.
But. Yeah. Yeah, so get out, explore that piece of it. Explore it on the, I don't know, you need to do probably 40 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes of running in order to fully see how a piece of, or a strategy is going to work. But I will say layering is key. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find, not that you won't find one thing to keep you warm, but it'll probably keep you too warm, and you have nowhere to go from there.
Here's another one I thought about is shoes and traction. So, spikes, do you ever run in spikes or not?
I run with screws in my shoes, yeah.
But not all the time, because I feel like it's, I'll have a couple sets of shoes that I'll do, but if it's 90% pavement, I'm running, I'm
yeah, not putting. I think a lot of it depends on where you run.
Because I don't.
For me, I don't do road nearly as much as a lot of people do. I do bike path. Like, I just don't run on the road. I just try to stay off the road as much as I can. And so I try to stay on bike path. And what that usually means for me is I usually...
You're going to hit more.
Yeah, I'm going to hit more usually. But even that, I in the wintertime, going indoors a lot, I'll just hit the treadmill. So... I don't know. It's just different seasons of life.
Because Yak Tracks, I've tried Yak Tracks too, and they're too, like...
It's more trail, like really off-road or something.
Yeah, and they pick up snow at some point too.
Yeah, that's... I don't like running. If you have to wear Yak Tracks, I don't like running. It is usually pretty bad if you have to wear Yak Tracks. Now, I've done it, and I've done seasons of it. It's okay. Not my preferred, but... Yeah, and again, that would be something that you definitely have to experiment with, because I remember a race we did in Mount Pleasant that it was clear who was wearing.
Oh, I ran that. I think I ran that same year. It was clear ice.
It was.
I didn't have any
tons of ice. Yeah,
so you're basically skating on that stuff.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
It was bad, but get out and one. Yeah, and experiment with those types of things too. But by and large, in our area, we just don't get as much snow as we used to, or as much snow as you go north 2 hours, 3 hours. And boy, you get a lot more, and they're having to wear stuff. But with regards to foot, like shoes, I've never really noticed a difference in shoes. Like, I shouldn't say that.
Your normal. I wear trail shoes sometimes.
As far as warmth goes, yeah. But I will go to trail shoes. But, and again, this is something that you have to experiment, because everybody's different.
My feet don't get cold unless I'm actually in this, like, in deep snow.
Yeah. But if you're moving, man, it's, I guess I have had times where last year, Groundhog. One of my feet was frozen. It just, for whatever reason, it got cold.
I guess deep snow.
Now, I was wearing vented trail shoes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess there's that. But, yeah, layering, that's a big key. What was I just going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, it came and it's gone. That never happens with me.
No.
Never forget. Let's see, base layer pants, running jacket, shoes, socks, lights, flare. I think we've covered. Oh, last thing. And this is something that often gets missed. Hydration.
Oh yeah. I brought that up when we were talking.
Yep. Just because it's cold doesn't mean you don't need to hydrate. You'll get dehydrated so fast.
Yeah.
You're sweating it off, even though you don't realize it until you start peeling off layers.
Was it last year that we were doing that, where we actually had to put our packs under our jackets?
Because it was getting
frozen. Because it's like, I brought water, but it's a big chunk of ice.
But we were doing like long 20 runs. Miles, yeah. But yeah, make sure you stay hydrated. It is very easy to get dehydrated running in the winter, running in the cold, because one of the last things you really don't want to do anything when you're running in that cold, in the cold, real cold. Like, I hate grabbing the bottle. Just the doing anything is annoying when it's freezing out. But it's easy to not do that and get dehydrated. So be sure to take same type of stuff, whatever you would take in the summer. I mean, for the most part, for your 20 miler, take that same stuff in the winter for your 20 miler. Yeah, you might not quite sweat as much, but that means you're really dialed in on your clothing.
I'm surprised at how thirsty I get when I'm running in the winter, though. You know, it's like I am thirsty. And
well, I don't think we drink as much.
Yeah.
We just don't.
Yeah, and when I start, because I get the Ultimate Direction, it's got the bottle on the front, and I can zip up the coder on that and then zip it down, and I still have the straws on it.
Yep.
And it works pretty good.
If it doesn't freeze.
Well, if it's under my coat against my body, I'm good.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and one last thing on this before we wrap up is, and I do remember what I was going to say, is the core. Keeping your core warm goes a lot further than heavier gloves or whatever. I think I've talked about this before, but I saw this dexterity test of a guy who wore, like, I don't remember how it worked, but, like, he went in and in, like, some normal, like, layering and went in and they did, like, pieces, small pieces, and they did a dexterity test. And then they gave him a, like, heated core jacket. And because the vitals are staying warm, the body then pumps blood more normally than when your core,
even with gloves. Wow.
So when your core, where all your vitals are, stays warm, the body knows that the vitals are protected. But if the core cools down, the body naturally starts to not pump blood as much and keep the body, all your warmth in the core, and doesn't start pumping it to the extremities. And that's just it's just how the body's designed in order to protect itself.
I thought about getting a heated vest, actually.
It would help keep your... It's amazing how that could actually keep your...
Not for running, but just like, you know, when
just
I'm outside.
To wear.
Yeah.
Because you're...
In the office.
You're definitely bordering on just old man stuff there.
My wife keeps getting hotter.
And you're getting colder. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like at work, too, that stupid office gets so cold. I actually bought a heating blanket.
Oh, my goodness.
And
office?
Yeah, because everybody's got a blanket laying on their chair in there because it's always so stupid cold.
Oh, my gosh. That's worse than shorts over tights.
No. I texted a picture to my boss. I said, I'm expensing this, just so you know. It's too cold.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But it works good. Like, actually, I take it when my back is bothering me, and I turn it on, and I stick my back against it. So,
it's like a heating pad. Well, that's what we wanted to go over today's podcast as we're running into winter and running into the cold season, just kind of reiterating some of those things. And, get out there and experiment, get out there and test, and, yeah. Anything else on that topic?
Well, if I could move to Arizona, I wouldn't have to worry about this stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And I'd lose half my running gear.
Not going to do that anytime soon, though.
No.
So we got to deal with experimentation, I guess.
I keep looking.
Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Listen to us on your favorite listening platform. We do have some more content coming up on YouTube. I have not kicked off. I did kick off the live stream thing, but I have not set a schedule for that yet. I wanted to get that first one out there now that everything's working and now that we've kind of hopefully have some free time now to continue this. I will start those soon, I'll say, and we'll see how that goes.
We'll do the call out of the week.
Yeah, for comments. Yeah, there you go. Send us a comment. And we will, we'll take the best comment.
If it's ridiculous and obnoxious enough,
we will share it on the live stream. check us out on all those platforms. And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running podcast. Be sure to check us out next time as we share more about what we just don't know.
Until then, happy running.